Okay, so I'm just going to show you some pictures on the, keep going through them while I go through my presentation. I'm not sure if you're familiar, but I'm discussing the London Dockers Museum, which is called London, Sugar and Slavery. It's a static exhibition and it was opened in 2007. The exhibition's aim is to underpin the City of London's role in the transatlantic slave trade by acknowledging the wealth and the economical development Britain and the City of London gained through slave plantations in the Caribbean. It was also the intention of London Sugar and Slavery to highlight the development of ideology, development of the ideology of racism, which still haunts us today. The London Dockers Museum is the sister museum to the London Museum. It opened in 2003 with the specific intention to tell the history of London as a port. Built in 1802, the location is directly linked to slavery, as the museum and its surrounding areas was funded by the West Indian planters. Also, the museum's building was a former sugar warehouse used to store produce grown by enslaved Africans in the Caribbean. Conveniently, the museum only briefly mentioned this history in its initial gallery spaces. Then in 2005, it was deemed significant enough to warrant its own gallery, and the Panel for London Sugar and Slavery began. The project was led and curated by Tom Wareham, the museum's curator, with Dr. Caroline Bressy, a lecturer at the University College of London, whose research focuses on the black presence in Victorian Britain, drafted in as co-curator. The exhibition's launch in 2007 coincided with the 200th anniversary of Britain's passing of the Act to abolish the slave trade, which was acknowledged nationally by the British government and institutes alike. Various British museums and galleries, such as the Tate Modern, British Museum and the National Portrait Gallery, held activities and exhibitions to commemorate the bicentenary anniversary. Most notably, the Royal Mint commissioned a special £2 coin. Also, the Royal Mail did commemorative stamps. Although most notably, the International Slavery Museum in Liverpool opened that year also. This national acknowledgement of Britain's role in transatlantic slavery was until this point relatively unacknowledged, which in part is what makes the continued existence of the London Sugar and Slavery exhibition at the London Dockers Museum significant. It is also the only permanent exhibition of its kind in the London area, where more than 30% of the city's population identify as black. It is my intention not to only look at the exhibition and how successful it was at its aims, but also to question the impact of the exhibition of this kind on the nation's collective memory and whether colonial history holds relevance in the museum. The London Sugar and Slavery exhibition is confined to the third floor of the museum and it's situated in the very back. Visitors to the exhibition must navigate through the floor's other gallery spaces before they reach the London Sugar and Slavery gallery.